Celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela, and it was a remarkable life. Mandela himself once saying, quote, death is something inevitable. When a man has done what he considers to be his duty to his people and his country, he can rest in peace. I believe I have made that effort, and that is therefore why I will sleep for the eternity.
It has been my great privilege to serve a people whose bondage to an inhuman system evoked the solidarity of all those who love freedom and justice.
Nelson Mandela, his name synonymous with the struggle and eventual triumph over South Africa's legacy of apartheid. A national treasure celebrated by the crowds at the World Cup finals in his home country. It was the last time many saw Mandela in public. A former boxer, Mandela was an advocate of nonviolence, becoming a leading voice in the African National Congress, the ANC. But in 1960, after police shot and killed 69 protesters, the ANC, which had always been nonviolent, created a military wing under Mandela's command.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and nonviolence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks.
Undaunted by the brutality and inequality that was the hallmark of apartheid rule, Mandela remained determined to end the government's forced racial segregation.
Our struggle is a truly national. It is a struggle for the right to live.
A struggle that led to Mandela's imprisonment in 1962, and 2 years later, a life sentence for working to overthrow the government.
I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society. It is an ideal for which I hope to live for and to see realized. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
4 miles off the coast of Cape Town, South Africa, on Robben Island, Mandela spent most of 27 years cut off from the world, but not forgotten.
Free, free Nelson Mandela!
Mr. Nelson Mandela will be released at the Victor Verster prison.
Good evening. This was Nelson Mandela's first full day of freedom.
Released at the age of 72 in 1990, he remained ever vigilant that his country and its freedoms rested in the hands of the people. People of South Africa, Mandela's release after nearly 30 years of imprisonment ushered in a new era of hope and the end of apartheid.
Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, recognize that apartheid has no future.
In 1993, Mandela, along with South Africa's president, F.W. de Klerk, won the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 1994, Mandela's dream was realized when black South Africans cast their first ballots in a democratic election, and Mandela became South Africa's first black president.
We are all South Africans. We have had a good fight, but now this is the time to heal the old wounds and to build a new South Africa.
After ruling for 5 years,
Africa!
Nelson Mandela passed the torch to the next generation and became an elder statesman to the world, a fighter, a visionary, the voice of his people, and a moral compass for us all.
I am the product of Africa and have long cherished dream of a rebirth that can now be realized so that all of her children may play in the sun.